Well, the situation in the Trump White House changing by the day. Today, Anthony Scaramucci, the Mooch, no longer the communications director. Political strategist Camera Clifton is here with us to try to figure things out. Camera, great to have you on WILS.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, no, hey, Camera, what do you think? Did the Mooch have to go?
Absolutely. And, you know, what's interesting is that a week ago I said, well, you know, all things considered, it'll probably be good to have him there. And then, you know, what, 10 or 11 days in, I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's crazy. And we can't have more crazy. I tell you what, though, you have to have a scorecard to keep up with this.
Yeah. Now, when you say, what was it? Was it that interview? Is that what turned you off? Or?
Well, it was a lot of things, actually. You know, typically, when a person goes into a new job, you kind of assess your situation, you know, try to get to know the people that are there, sort out what the strategy is and how you play into it, all those things that, you know, just normal people have to do. But he just rushed in there and started, you know, ripping everybody. And at first I thought he was doing that at the, you know, instruction and with the blessing of the president. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that when I found out that his wife had filed for divorce and all the, and, you know, she just delivered a baby yesterday. I mean, that's, and she's 9 months pregnant and she's divorcing him. And a lot of the people in the media were saying that they've never seen him as egomaniac as he has always been,
right.
Never seen him like this. Then I realized something was desperately wrong, and we can't have that in the White House right now.
Now, the report is that General Kelly is the one that's wanted him out, but what I read was that Trump reportedly loved the Scaramucci quotes. Do you believe that?
Well, I think that, you know, Donald Trump is friends with a lot of people that he loves and thinks that what they say, you know, on his behalf and for him is wonderful, but those people can't necessarily serve in the White House. So, yeah, I believe he probably did. But I think that the best thing that has happened to the White House staff is, you know, former General John Kelly
coming in
now, to be White House.
Political strategist Camera Clifton is here with us on WILS. What was Reince Priebus? What was he doing wrong then?
Well, Reince Priebus is for the GOP. You know, that's his, I mean, he was, you know, the former chair of the National Party, and he's a good old boy Republican. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the party can stand that anymore. I think the party has to change with our circumstances. Mm-hmm. And our circumstances are that Donald Trump got elected by people who are sick to death of the way that things were run for the previous 8 years.
Okay.
And really, really tired of the way that Republicans behaved in that time frame. And he didn't do much to help our situation.
Now,
so now,
when you have
somebody who will.
When you look at the president's own tweets and behaviors and so on, how much do you feel Reince Priebus was responsible for things not getting done, really?
Well, you know, I don't know that things weren't getting done. I think the right things weren't getting done. So, you know, he had this feud going on with Bannon, who's going nowhere. Bannon will be there, well, I'll say this, and then next week he'll be gone too, but I think he'll be there for a really long time. And I think that, you know, this whole thing of the establishment Republicans, they have, and we just talked about this with the vote to repeal Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
They have to understand that the people that sent them to office do not want them to oppose the president.
Yeah.
And get on board.
Just to veer off for a moment, do you think John McCain, what do you make of what John McCain did last week, and do you think he's going to suffer any consequences?
Well, you know, the consequences for John McCain are, you know, that everyone says, oh, my God, he's at it again, and then, you know, he does whatever he wants to do. I think the people of Arizona should recall him. I don't think that he's doing them any good, and he's surely not doing us any good.
Because of this vote,
I'm sorry, what?
Because of the vote, the health care?
Well, because of all of his votes. I mean, John McCain is more Democrat than he is a Republican. And the few times that he steps up for conservative values, everyone just goes, oh, this is awesome, the old McCain. In my political life, I don't remember him ever being much more than an establishment Republican, which has never served the country well.
What do you think?
Never.
What do you think was really driving his decision to vote against the health care bill?
Well, so let's think about this for a second. So he comes in and he votes with the party, and then after that, which was good, and he did that, and then after that, he gives this floor speech where he talks about the good old days when they used to collaborate with the Democrats, and they were congenial and collegial, and they had great relationships, and that there's no way to get anything done unless you cross over the aisle. Well, anyone who thought that the next day he was going to vote with Republicans did not hear that floor speech, because that was the preview and the warning that he would not stick with the party. He would vote with the Democrats, and that's exactly what he did.
Talking to political strategist Cameron Clifton here on WILS. So Chief of Staff Kelly now in charge. Do you imagine President Trump dealing with him differently than he did with Priebus?
Well, absolutely. And I think he was always suspicious of Rince Priebus. And why would he not be? Rince led the charge for him not to get the nomination and did everything he could think of to try to humiliate him. So the fact that he ended up chief of staff was kind of a miracle, and I think part of a bargain, if you want my backstory view. Hmm. But, you know, the good news about this is that, White House Chief of Staff Kelly, John Kelly now, has everybody reporting directly to him. So Kellyanne Conway and Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner and Steve Bannon all report directly to him.
Yeah, and how do you think that's good. How are they going to feel about that, you think?
Well, I think they've already agreed. Mm-hmm. I think that was part of the deal, that they had to agree. And I think all five of them, they're starting to appreciate how dysfunctional their world is, and that they're not having any satisfaction in this. Mm-hmm. Kellyanne probably less than everybody else, but you know, Steve Bannon just kind of went off into the back room and started just working on the things that he knew he needed to do, and didn't talk to anybody for like a month.
Really?
And so the other thing is that now you've got, let's think about it. Now you've got all people in the White House who support the President of the United States, support what he's promised to do, and are committed to getting that done.
Okay.
What could be better for the majority of the people in the U.S. who voted for him and for those who didn't, who are about to see why the market goes up and unemployment goes down and the use of welfare programs go down? They will eventually come to the place where they appreciate it as well.
Just a minute left, Cameron. I just want to, just in a minute, can you tell me, though, so with this team, though, how are they going to deal with the congressional Republicans? What kind of connection can they have with them?
Well, I think the White House, the congressional offices lit up after they weren't able to pull this off with people screaming to get rid of Mitch McConnell. And I think it's time for that. He needs to do it on his own.
Right.
He needs to say, I didn't get this done, I failed, and step aside and let them elect someone else to represent them. He's lost the confidence not only of, the Senate House, but also the House of Representatives.
Yeah, it was amazing watching his face as John McCain, stuck his thumb down. It's political strategist Cameron Clifton right here on 1320 WILS. Cameron, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Take care and keep up the good work.
Thanks.